Right now, let's go to Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com, get an update on Michigan spring football. And Dusty May, he's putting the troops together, not in a room, but on a Zoom, and he's building a foundation. How you doing, Clayton?
I'm doing well.
Hey, let's talk about Dusty May first. And the call, I guess, had 60, 70 former players, former coaches on it. He's trying to build this culture ground floor up. Tell me what you heard.
Yeah, I mean, what a cool idea, you know, for Dusty May, who in his introductory press conference, he, you know, basically said, hey, former players, coaches, you know, fans, this is your program. I'm going to be a steward of it. And then, you know, one of the many things he's doing is he kind of, it's probably a whirlwind, and he's got a huge checklist of things he wants to do early on here in his tenure, but he wanted to meet with a lot of the former players. So he had dozens of them on a Zoom call, getting their input, you know, sharing his vision, that sort of thing, which I think is very cool, that, you know, he felt that he wanted to do that. You know, they're certainly busy right now scouting guys in the transfer portal, recruiting them. I'm sure him and his staff were out at the Final Four, or, you know, might still be out in Arizona for that. But to make time to do that, I thought was pretty positive. And speaking of his staff too, you know, coming together quite a bit with the assistant coaches that he's going to roll with. Dead period ends in a couple days for recruiting, and then they should get some transfers on campus and start to make some movement there.
What is the latest on Dusty May's staff for Michigan Hoops?
Yeah, so a really big pull last week, getting Mike Boynton, who is the former Oklahoma State head coach, who was just let go this past season. A terrific recruiter, got Cade Cunningham there to Oklahoma State, as well as really a good defensive mind. He's had really good defenses at Oklahoma State during his tenure there. Akeem Mifkadeen, who is an assistant at Georgia that worked with Dusty May at Florida Atlantic, he also is joining the staff. And then just today, our Chris Ballas reporting that Kyle Church, who is one of his right-hand men in Florida Atlantic, will also likely be joining the staff as an assistant coach. So you have kind of those three assistants now. Those are the ones that can, you know, that are right next to him on the bench, that can go out on the road and recruit. And then you kind of build the support staff as well, which sounds like is the next task for him. So it's a good staff. You know, a lot of people wondered if Saadi Washington would be retained. You know, I think he, you know, is certainly going to get a good job somewhere else. He's done a really good job at Michigan over the last, you know, almost decade now. But it seems like it's going to be all external hires and a lot of guys that Dusty may trust. And then a former head coach in Mike Boynton, who was just, you know, one of those best available type of candidates that I think can, you know, add a little extra spice to the staff.
Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com joining us on the Meyer LPGA Classic guest line. Before I let you go, what's the latest on Sharon Moore and Michigan spring football?
Well, they got a new drill that they're running that we heard about today. You know, the beat Ohio drill and beat Georgia drill and beat Bama drill. Now it's the Quest for Atlanta drill, one of them. They're keeping the beat Ohio drill, of course. So the national championship game next January in Atlanta. And Michigan's kind of labeled, you know, everything they've wanted in these different, you know, names for these drills, which are basically inside run drills, you know, a lot of physicality, loud music, that sort of thing. They've kind of checked all the boxes. Beat Ohio, they had to switch the beat Georgia drill to beat Bama drill because Alabama beat Georgia and made the Rose Bowl. But now they're trying to make the Quest for two straight. And it sounds like talking to a lot of the players too. Practice is the same. The energy in the building's the same as it was under Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, it's early on, but it seems like they're, you know, pretty intent on keeping things the way they were and holding themselves to, as they say, you know, the standard they set for themselves last year.
Clayton Safey, you can follow everything Michigan football, also Michigan hockey. We'll talk to Chris Ballas later about the Frozen Four Thursday night against Boston College, a semifinal. Denver-Boston U on the other side at the XL Center in St. Paul. Spring football, Dusty May putting together his staff, followed by his roster in year one. We'll talk, you know, month one as head coach at Michigan, not even month one, thewolverine.com. Clayton, appreciate the update.
Thanks for having me.